That's 442 here at the Big 550 KTRS, and that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, and we begin with, I'm Batman. A guy dressed as Batman found himself on the wrong side of the law this week in Michigan. Mark Wayne Williams was arrested after refusing to leave the scene of a roadside accident as police searched for a missing driver. He wouldn't clear the scene, and the cops had a dog out there sniffing around, and he kept screwing up the scent, says Officer Jeff Gorno. He said he wanted to help us look for the driver. We didn't want the dog to track Batman instead of the accident scene, and he was getting in the way of the officers who had a job to do. This is the second time this 33-year-old guy has been arrested while crime-fighting in a homemade Batman outfit. In July, police were alerted to reports of a man dressed in a cape and tights on the roof of a business in the city. The cops went and found him in the possession of a baton, a can of chemical irritant spray, and a pair of sand-filled gloves. Williams recently expressed his frustrations at fighting crime on his Facebook profile page. He said, "Sometimes I wish I didn't care about people so much, or I lived in a bigger city so I could concentrate on criminal activity. Trying to help people on a personal level can be rewarding, but it can also rip your heart out." Batman has been charged with obstructing police in an investigation, which I think actually happened in the first Dark Knight movie, didn't it?
Yeah.
A Facebook page featuring the Dark Knight's mugshot has attracted over 5,000 likes. One user wrote, "Don't give up, Batman. Think of the good you've done." Now we go to Cleveland, Ohio, where Sheena Harden was sick of getting stuck behind a school bus every morning while driving her kid to school. There was one place in particular where the school bus stopped every day for a long time so the driver could help a disabled student get on board. So did Sheena resolve the problem by leaving a few minutes earlier so she'd get there before the bus? No.
No.
Did she find a new route so she'd never get caught behind the bus? No. Instead, she drove up on the sidewalk and went around the bus.
Oh.
When she drove back into the street, there was a police car waiting for her, pulled her over, gave her a ticket. Sheena claimed that the sidewalk route was a one-time occurrence, but the school bus driver had video of every day before that where she had done the exact same thing. That's why the cop was there. It was like a sting operation. The mother of the child with disabilities told the local TV station that Lena had been doing it all last school year, too, when they had a different bus driver. Story number three comes from Orem, Utah, where a guy called the cops to report that he'd received a phone call from his home phone on his cell phone. And he was worried because he heard some banging and scratching noises on the line. Figured there was an intruder in the house. So the cops showed up. They don't find anything missing. They don't find anything broken. They leave. The guy calls him back later and says, "I figured out the mystery. My dog grabbed the home phone's receiver and apparently hit the redial button while burying it in the backyard." And we finish in Germany, where a liquor company is selling a new line of rum, vodka, and whiskey with a special added flavor you can only get one way by pouring it over a model's naked breasts before bottling.
Yeah.
And for that, they're charging a lot of money, about $150 for a bottle. Now, think about this for a second. I don't know what's exactly appealing about this, because she's not in the same room you are while you're drinking it. You're not drinking it off her body. And secondly, how do you know for sure that the liquor that you do get was actually poured over a naked woman's breast?
Mm-hmm. Right. Sheila's sick today, Joe. You're going to have to pour it over your boots.
That hairy Joe! No! By the way, you'd be surprised to find out that so far the company has sold exactly zero bottles of this liquor.
Oh.
And by surprised, I mean not surprised at all. Those are your knuckleheads of the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.